Good morning. Come on now, jump on in. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise. Father, we bless you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now over this atmosphere. This atmosphere not only has been cleansed by the blood, but it has been powered and energized and activated by the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God. How glory. And because this is the season, 5785 is the season of multiplied and abundant grace. Father, that you are going to cause your sons, your daughters, Lord God, to begin to access, hallelujah, you're going to cause them to begin to access the grace, the strength, the maturity, the conclusion, the new beginnings, the divine mind, the adding and the multiplication of God. Father, you're going to cause them to grow in strength. And you're giving them the power to go the distance, oh God. Father, it's going to be a time of completion. It'll be a time of partnership. It'll be a time of activation. And Father, I just declare and decree, Lord God, that you said that you would hasten your word to perform it. Father, you are not only watching over your word, but you are hastening. You are speeding up your process. Because, Father, this is going to be the season that you redeem the time. High glory. You restore years. High glory. Decades and millenniums and centuries. Father, your sons in this season, they're going to receive where they didn't sow. High glory. Woo, my God. There it is right there. Father, you're going to cause them to reap. High glory, where others have sown, all the way back to Adam, Father, and you're going to cause the enemy to return sevenfold and all the substance of his house. Father, you're going to release the double in their life for the shame, anything that they had to go through. High glory, Hikisha. Woo, my God. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Father, I thank you. I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Father, we just, ha glory, ike sheta. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord God. I just want to give you praise. Father, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Ha glory, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father, I just thank you. Well, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. High glory, because the Bible says that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God doth man live. So listen, grab your Bibles. Come on, share the broadcast. I'm sharing it out to my people right now on YouTube and everything right now. But listen, it's your time. It's your season. The Father is going to restore. He's going to restore. This is going to be a time and season of restoration in your life. It's going to be a time and season of restoration in your life, or a time and season of restoration in your life. But listen. Anywhere and everywhere where the enemy tried to steal, it's going to be a time and season where God makes the enemy return sevenfold. See high glory. See, that's what the devil doesn't want you to know. See, he just wants you to give up. He just wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to get an attitude. He wants you to get out of the spirit. High glory. But listen, high glory. I told you that this is a time of restoration. Here we go. Let's see, where do I want to go here? Let's just go here. Hold on here. Hold on here. Woo. Oh man, this is gonna be good today. Come on. I'm going to ask my chat here. So now grab your Bibles. Hey, chat, find the scripture where it refers to that you shall receive houses you did not build, lands you did not buy. There it is. Ha ha. Here it is. Deuteronomy chapter 6. This is what I was looking for right here. Now listen, I want you to get this. This is why the Lord wants us to get the word. And then what is the prophetic and spiritual breakdown and understanding of these scriptures? Now, so we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And I want you to receive this. I want you to see this. My glory. I want you to see this right here. Amen. I want you to see this. Now, I want you to see this in your word. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let's type this in for Instagram here. And I'm going to take my time today because I really want you to get this understanding, the spiritual and prophetic understanding of what God is going to do in your life. Okay? Now, it says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we're going to start in verse 6, okay? And these words which I command you this day, hold on, oh, hold on. Well, I do this, let's do it right. Come on. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. Woo! The word that will not fall to the ground, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, remember, I said that the Lord, this is going to be a season, 5785, is God's going to restore in your life. And a restoration means to return back to its original state. But when God restores something to you, he just doesn't turn it back to where it should have been. He turns it back to what it should have been, and he makes the enemy give you seven times more, and then he multiplies double on top of that. Here's what this is the, well, look, here it says, Deuteronomy, let me just type it right here. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 through 11. Okay. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. David said, I hid thy word deep in my heart that I might not sin against you. And you shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in the house and when you walk by the way and when you lieth down and when you rise up. You shall bind them for a sign upon your hand. And they shall be on the frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the posts of your house and on your gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought you into the land. Now listen, here's what you got to get prepared for this season. He's been leading you to where your land and territory, your land of restoration. Oh, come on now. Your spiritual land of, oh my God. What he does in the natural is just going to be a representation of what he's already done in the heavenlies and in the spirit. Woo! Oh, my God. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, four generations, okay, to give you great and goodly cities you did not build, and houses full of good things that you did not fill, and wells digged with that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you have eaten and be full, come on now, remember, we are in the prophetic release of Psalms 23. He said, he shall prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Oh, come on now. When you have eaten and shall be full, then beware lest you forget our glory, that it was the Lord thy God that brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, okay? Everything that he's doing in your life now. Now, according to chat, now I typed this into chat, and he says that that the prophetic and spiritual understanding of these verses unveils layers of God's promises, his grace, his intent for generational blessings. So God's provision and abundance beyond effort. This passage reveals a principle of divine inheritance. Get this right now. Where God provides blessings beyond human labor. Prophetically, it speaks to the fact that God has prepared things in advance for his children and people. The houses, the wells, the vineyards, and the lands represents God's readiness to provide, often in ways that exceeds our efforts. This echoes the idea that God's provision isn't always directly tied to your toil or turmoil. Sometimes his blessings come as gifts prepared long before you arrive. Come on now. He's prepared these gifts. He's prepared this release. He's prepared your healing. Woo, your debt cancellation. Woo, my unexpected income. Unexpected. Oh, come on. He prepared it. Someone type, I receive it. Number two, this connects to the promises to the previous generations. You're going to receive in this time the promises that God promised past generations, but they didn't live to see it. This reference to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob speaks to generational promises. Prophetically, this suggests that blessings can flow through the family lines or spiritual lineages. God is faithful to fulfill promises across generations, meaning that the prayers, faith, and sacrifices of ancestors can bring forth blessings in their descendants' lives. For believers, this is also to indicate spiritual inheritances that are accessed by faith, reminding us that we are connected to a bigger narrative of God's faithfulness. Are you getting this right now? Number three, this is going to be a time where we're entering into rest and trust. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. See, I'm speaking prophetically. I'm releasing, I'm activating this in your life right now. You're going to enter a time of rest and trust. Receiving things you did not build symbolizes entering into a rest where one relies on God rather than personal striving. Spiritually, it calls for a posture of faith and trust in God's grace, where our dependence shifts from self-effort to divine provision. Come on now. Divine provision. God's coming down to give you divine provision. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. Glory. It's a prophetic picture of abiding in God's promises and learning to trust his timing, favor, and methods, which may be unexpected. Come on now. Woo, come on now. Someone type. I'm going to type it right now. I receive it. Come on now. Come on now, type, I receive it. Oh, my God, my God. Come on, get this, get this. Where everybody at this morning? Okay, here we go. Number four, the nature of stewardship. These gifts, houses, wells, vineyards also carry a responsibility. Spiritually, we are called not only to receive blessings, but to steward them well. This reminds believers that blessings from God aren't only for personal enjoyment. They come with a call to manage them in alignment with his will. Stewarding his gifts means honoring God with what he has given and ensuring it benefits those around us. Listen, he says that he's going to bless those that bless you. But he says, I'm blessing you, Abraham, so you will be a blessing. Listen, right now, I speak it right now, that the Father is releasing the blessing of the Lord that makes you rich and adds no sorrow, so you can be a blessing. Some of you have been praying, you've been believing God that you would get to a certain position financially and in certain areas so you can just be a blessing to those around you. So you can have more than enough that when people who are in need around you need, you can just handle it. Well, I'm speaking that it's happening, but you must remember to be a good steward. Father, I speak, woo, the spirit of Joseph and Daniel upon your people. They were stewards over the nations, and they took care of God's people during times of famine and during times of abundance. Woo, in Jesus' name, someone type, I receive it. Come on now. Let me know you're with me. This is also number five, a foreshadowing of redemption and spiritual inheritance. Come on now. You have a, listen, he's called your redeemer. One of his titles is he's the redeemer. Come on now. He's called the redeemer. On a larger prophetic scale, this passage foreshadows, listen, it foreshadows the spiritual inheritance in Christ. Just as Israel received a land and provision they didn't earn, believers shall receive salvation, spiritual gifts, and eternal promises through grace. Come on now, season of abundant grace. This unearned favor is a type and shadow of the ultimate inheritance in Christ, where we gain access to spiritual riches we didn't work for. Grace, mercy, spiritual authority, and a new identity. Old things are passed away, and I speak all things have become new. A call to gratitude and worship. The following verses also caution Israel not to forget God in their prosperity. Spiritually, it's a reminder to remain grateful, recognizing that every blessing comes from God. This prophetic insight urges us to honor God continually, as blessing often tests the heart more than lack. Worship and gratitude anchor us, reminding us to keep God at the center, regardless of our material or spiritual abundance. In essence, These passages teach us that God's favor transcends our own capabilities and reminds us that our lives are woven into a tapestry of his promises, purposes, and provisions. It's a call. It calls us to live in gratitude, steward our blessing, and trust God's ability to bring forth what he has purposed for us. Come on now. Somebody give him praise. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. Type it right now. I'm going to type it. It is so. Come on now. It is so. So, God is releasing right now. Father, I thank you. Even while the earth is celebrating Halloween, Father, we are celebrating hallelujah and your provision. You said, high glory. Woo! The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and you add no sorrow. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and you add no sorrow. Father, I thank you. Even as we prepare to sow seed, Father, you said, I wish above all things that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in spiritual and financial high glory and soul prosperity. Father, give us the mind to receive. Give us the mind to understand who your wisdom, your word, your ways. Moses said, teach me your ways. David said, teach me and I'll teach transgressors your ways. Father, you said that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest doesn't cease. So Father, right now, even as we prepare to sow, Father, we release, Father, I release the power and the anointing of the 5785 seed, the seed of this season. Ha, glory. Father, when they sow today, Father, that you're going to release to them, oh my God, the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the way back to Adam. Woo, great and goodly cities that they didn't build, houses full of good things that they didn't fill, wells digged that they didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees that they didn't plant. And Father, they will not forget you. And Father, I declare and decree, I call it so. As they sow into the ministry, whether through PayPal and restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L, or whether they use the Zelle and go from their account straight into the ministry account and restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail. Father, or if they sow the Taruma into the hand of the priest using my Cash App, $Prophet M.D. Bryant. Father, that they receive the blessing of the Lord. High glory, that Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 through 11 is their portion. Oh my God. Oh my God. Is their portion. It's their portion. Woo! It's their portion. Woo! It's their portion. And Father, I speak it. Woo! My God, supernatural and natural wealth, prosperity, health in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Please don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Sow your seed. Allow this blessing. Oh, my God. Allow this prophetic blessing of the Lord to be activated and manifest in your life by sowing the seed. We'll see you tomorrow.